Live from the No Panic Zone, I am America's voice. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. It's the Steve Gruber Show for Tuesday, December the 1st. That's right, December the 1st, 2020. And for lots of folks, snow on the ground. Snow on the ground right now. Well, welcome to it. It's not that far away. At number two, COVID cases continue to increase, but looks like they've slowed a bit. 9,100 people have died in Michigan so far. And number one, hearings today in front of Michigan senators and the Oversight Committee to hear testimony from people who believe they have witnessed irregularities and fraud in Michigan's ballot counting process at the TCF Center in Detroit. By the way, why did we find it necessary to do the counting at the TCF Center in Detroit? Or at the big, you know, facilities in Atlanta or anywhere else? How is that safer for COVID? They did it under the guise of COVID, but putting a bunch of people together in a big building, that was not COVID kosher, was it? At any rate, the testimony will be happening at the state capitol today at the Michigan Senate Oversight Committee. One of the folks in attendance will be Randy Bishop. He'll be testifying today. He joins me on the phone now. Randy, welcome back to the program.
Hey, Steve, thanks for having me on.
So give me an idea. What do you think the setup? I'm told that Trump's folks aren't going to be allowed to be there, Rudy Giuliani and others, but you're going to be there. What are you going to testify to?
Well, number one, I was a certified poll challenger and made the decision to go down to Cobo Hall on election night. I was scheduled to be in the precinct counting board area starting at 9 o'clock until 5 a.m. the next morning. And then I went back in after I was on the show with you there at 8:15. I went back in at 9 o'clock until about 1 that afternoon. And very simply, the Senate Majority Leader and the Speaker of the House are flat out wrong when they said that they have at this point not seen anything to overturn the election. Steve, they either have their head in the sand or they have it somewhere else, because it was blatantly obvious every single one of those high-speed tabulating machines connected to a computer, and those computers were connected to the internet via Ethernet cables and a high-speed modem. Steve, the modem was larger than the one I used to run this radio station.
So you believe that this was connected to the internet, and therefore the results were being pushed out or pushed in? But can you prove it? That's the question, Randy. Because that's what everybody's pressing. Can you prove it?
It can be proven, Steve, and this is how. There's two other components to my testimony I'm going to give today. Number one, at 1:30, the room emptied out. There were no ballots on 134 counting precinct table boards. The man at the command center came on the overhead speakers and said, "We're going to take a break. Everybody go to lunch." 2 o'clock, 2:30, 3 o'clock, 3:30. Finally, at 3:44, the doors opened, the back doors to the basement of Cobo Hall. Now, I want to see this is the middle of the afternoon. I want to see the heating and cooling systems history in that building at 3:44 a.m. I can prove that those doors were open and the room dropped about 15 to 20 degrees. Number two, myself, Patrick Kobach, and numerous others are willing to take lie detector tests. And Chris Thomas, the former Secretary of State Bureau of Elections chief, will not take a lie detector test because he knows those machines were connected to the internet and they were manipulated.
How does he know they were manipulated?
Because when you do a forensic accounting audit, which must be done, you will have access to all of the machines, the poll books, the computers, the tabulators, the modems, the infrastructure of everything that was set up in that building on election night. You'll be able to see exactly where the IP addresses came into that modem and manipulated it using Smartmatic, Hammer, and Scorecard. It's been documented already in Philadelphia, where they testified, Giuliani's folks testified in Pennsylvania. Georgia, and yesterday in Arizona. Pat Kolbeck was there. He's on his way back to Detroit or to Lansing right now. If they
keep being told there's no substantial
accounting, Steve, they'll find this stuff.
Right, and if they refuse to do that, then what?
Well, what does that tell you?
What does that tell you? I don't know. It's Republicans in charge. The Republicans could make it happen, couldn't they?
They can make it happen, and this is how. If they will listen to our testimony in the Senate today and decide to have a joint hearing of the House and Senate oversight like we did on November 19th and allow Giuliani's people to come in and on the dog and pony show they did in Arizona, Pennsylvania, and Georgia, they will see with their own eyes the information presented like they've been in these other states. And I believe the Republican majority in the House and the Senate will then demand a full forensic audit of Detroit. If they don't, they're contributing to the coup. They are contributing to the coup, and they are allowing this election to be stolen, I believe, from both Donald Trump and John James. It's just too bad he conceded.
Well, conceded doesn't mean he lost.
Well, it's going to be proven if they have the guts to stand up and be Republicans and fight for this election and fight for our state for the truth. That's all we want. Just show us the truth. If I'm wrong and those machines were not connected to Smartmatic, Hammer, and Scorecard, then prove me wrong. Chris Thomas, I challenge you to take a lie detector test because me and Patrick Kolbeck, Bob Cushman, and many others will.
So when does the testimony begin? When do you expect it to begin and conclude?
Senate oversight in the Binsfield office, 1100 South Townsend Street, just south of the Capitol, 10:15 this morning.
All right. Randy, greatly appreciate it. You'll give us an update tomorrow, I'm sure.
Absolutely. Steve, thanks for having me on.
Greatly appreciate it. Randy Bishop, everybody. Keeping an eye on you know, what's happening with the testimony. I don't think they're letting the Giuliani folks in. I think they're being kept at the door and not allowed in. I believe that's what's happening. So there you go. By the way, this part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power. And by the way, if you want to lose weight, now is the perfect time because the Black Friday event for My Pure Health Solutions continues for another few days. And you can get $250 off a customized weight loss program just for you, plus a free scale. And you can do it remotely. Don't have to leave the comfort of your own home or the security of your own home. If you're concerned about the pandemic, don't worry about it. It can be delivered right to your doorstep. Not a problem. Go to GruberHealth.com. Get a custom plan. Real food. Real results. Real fast. My Pure Health Solutions. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. You'll find out more. And by the way, when it comes to food, get your dogs the best dog food available from GreatLakesPetFood.com. Great Lakes Pet Food, a Michigan company. Man, the food is great. Your dogs will look and act so much better. It's remarkable. It really is. GreatLakesPetFood.com. We'll be right back on the Steve Gruber Show.
No matter where you are in life, here's a question to consider. Do you have the right financial advisor to help you navigate where you want to go? An Ameriprise advisor will take the time to truly understand what's important to you and help you prepare for whatever life brings, both the expected and the unexpected, by providing personalized advice based on your goals and needs, and regular reviews along with digital tools to help you stay on track. With an Ameriprise advisor, you can feel more confident, connected, and in control of your financial life. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor, Craig Stiles, today at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
There's plenty to worry about these days. Your water shouldn't be one of them. You need Wolverine Water's reverse osmosis system. I've had a Wolverine Water reverse osmosis system for years, and honestly, my family loves it. We don't fill our shopping cart with bottles of water, and we don't fill the trash with empty bottles. Wolverine Water's reverse osmosis system gives you clean, fresh, and healthy alkaline water and gives you peace of mind. So why wait? Special offers are available now, and you can enjoy the best water of your life. WolverineWaterSystems.com. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
Do something today to be a good sport. If you're a fan, shout encouragement to your team. Poke your neighbors sitting next to you when they try to harangue the opponents and tell them to behave. If you simply do the right thing and do it the entire game, you'll be respecting the game and yourself. Sportsmanship. Do something about it. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics.